Live from NPR News, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The Food and Drug Administration is on track to authorize a first vaccine for the coronavirus in the United States for emergency use. NPR's Windsor Johnston reports the last step in the authorization process comes a day after an FDA advisory panel voted to recommend proceeding with rolling out the vaccine.
The FDA says it's rapidly working toward emergency use authorization of the vaccine developed by Pfizer and its German partner BioNTech. Dr. Paul Offit, director of the Vaccine Education Center at Children's Hospital of Philadelphia, says the shots will be a game changer.
This vaccine, I think, is going to be a powerful tool in stopping the spread of this virus. We now have an administration that is embracing science, that's embracing another powerful tool we have, which is masking and social distancing. And I think those two things together make me see the light at the end of the tunnel.
Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar says once it's authorized, people could start receiving the vaccine by Monday or Tuesday. Windsor Johnston, NPR News, Washington.
More than 100 House Republicans have signed on to a case asking the Supreme Court to throw out the votes of millions of Americans. NPR's Amy Held reports it's another extraordinary attempt to overturn the results of the presidential election.
A majority of House Republicans have signed an amicus brief in the Texas lawsuit looking to discard the results from Georgia, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. The swing state's 62 electoral votes all went to President-elect Joe Biden. President Trump keeps baselessly talking about widespread voter fraud, but with lower courts consistently throwing out those claims, it is highly unlikely the high court will back them up now. The 106 GOP Congress members who signed on to the case represent around a quarter of the House seeking to subvert the results of a Democratic election. Officials from the four states at stake call it a publicity stunt. Meantime, the Electoral College stands ready to meet Monday and officially elect Biden. Amy Held, NPR News.
Adding to President Trump's legal defeat so far, today in Wisconsin, a judge rejected the Trump campaign's request to get election results in the state overturned. President-elect Biden won by a margin of under 21,000 votes. Trump wanted Wisconsin to disqualify hundreds of thousands of votes in two Democratic-leaning counties. The European Union has agreed on a deal to end a budget standoff, paving the way for a budget and coronavirus recovery fund totaling more than $2 trillion. Here's NPR's Rob Schmitz.
The budget had been held up by Hungary and Poland, who had objected to a provision that tied funding to whether a member state upheld the EU's rule of law standards. Negotiators agreed to effectively delay this provision by giving the European Court of Justice a role in ruling on the legality of it should it be challenged by a member state before it is used.
NPR's Rob Schmitz reporting. You're listening to NPR News. Russian authorities say at least six law enforcement officers were injured today in a suicide bombing. The attack took place in Russia's volatile North Caucasus. The Interfax news agency says an explosive device detonated outside a Federal Security Service building. Initially, no one was hurt, but when officers gathered to investigate the blast, a bomber approached the group and blew himself up. Hong Kong publisher and pro-democracy activist Jimmy Lai is facing charges now of endangering national security. NPR's Emily Fang says Lai was among those arrested under the city's national security law imposed by China earlier this year.
Lai is the publisher of the punchy tabloid Apple Daily, which doles out a mixture of celebrity gossip and hard-hitting political investigations. Lai has also been one of the most outspoken critics of Beijing's growing control over Hong Kong. He fled mainland China seeking freedom in Hong Kong as a 12-year-old and became a millionaire after building his own clothing empire and media company. In August, Lai was arrested under the national security law and Apple Daily's offices raided by police. Both his sons and several associates have been arrested as well. Lai will stand trial tomorrow. National security laws can be punished by life in prison and the defendant extradited to mainland China for trial. Emily Fang, NPR News, Beijing.
At last check on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was down more than 100 points at 29,892. The NASDAQ was also down more than 100 points at 12,304. You're listening to NPR News.